Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is evidence. Okay, so you're one of those people that have to have evidence. You're like Doubting Thomas, that you've got to put your finger in his side to know that he's really the one that died on the cross. Why can't you just take things by faith? That's what people say. And you got to say, oh no, I need facts. So I have a strong foundation to stand on, not just some whim of somebody, what somebody said. I need evidence. So I'm going to give you some evidence today. The whole foundation of Christianity is based on the resurrection of Christ. Did Jesus really die on the cross? Was there really a real Jesus? Can anybody be raised from the dead? How can you prove that, especially so long after it happened? Well, let's start with the man Jesus. Back in the first century, there was a guy called Josephus, a historian, that said, in fact, Jesus was real. He lived in the first century, and he went around doing good. The Roman historian Flavius also talked about Jesus. And there were several others. These were non-Christian, of course. Then there's the record of the disciples. Those that walked with him and talked with him testified of the miracles he did and who he was and what he said. Documented everything. And this was not more than 20 years or so after his resurrection. It was fresh in everybody's mind. So there was a Jesus. Then he did die on the cross. It was recorded by Rome. But more than that, he didn't just swoon and revive later. And that swoon theory, by the way, was promoted. It's kind of funny, though, that if somebody is not dead and they put him in, seal him into a tomb that's not very big, and he's trying to breathe during that period of time, and if he's in there at least 10, 12 hours or more, he'd run out of air anyway and die and suffocate. So the swoon theory is kind of hard to believe. The fact that he died on the cross was evidence in the way it happened, because a crucifixion, you are on a cross where you can't breathe. You have to raise up to breathe, to exhale. You actually die of exhaustion. The fact that they recorded that a Roman soldier stuck a spear in his side and water and blood came running out is a testimony that says as a fatal wound proved he was dead medically. So Jesus did die. It's a factual thing. He lived and he died. Now we come to the resurrection. And this is really interesting, because who are the witnesses of the resurrection? We do know that the first appearance of Christ was to a woman, Mary Magdalene. Now, that's interesting, because back in those days, women didn't have any rights. They weren't even allowed to testify in court. Why would Christianity, if it were a lie, be placed in the hands of a woman as a witness? But then he appeared on the road to Emmaus. Two disciples walking down the road to Emmaus. And then he appeared to the apostles without Thomas. And then he appeared again to the apostles with Thomas. And then he appeared to over 500 at one time. Now, the biggest testimony of the resurrection of Christ from the dead was the fact that these 500 people willing to give their lives. They didn't say, no, it didn't happen. They didn't say, no, I'm just fooling. I'm just joshing you. They died for their faith. Now, who does that? Who was willing to give their life for a lie, if that's what it was? So there you have it. You have the witness of the people of the day, both Christian and non-Christian. You have the fact that Christ lived, he died, and then he lived again. So what? What does that mean to you or me? What does that have to do with the price of eggs? Well, here's what it has to do. Christ died for my sin. He died for me. Then he rose from the dead, showing he had victory over death, hell, and the grave. And then the love of God gives that to me, that victory. His mission was one of love, and that love was for you and me. That's what it means. We can live and have peace, but we're going to be with Jesus, and we're going to be in heaven with our Heavenly Father. And then one day we're going to be on the earth with Christ again, a new heaven and a new earth, living in purity and righteousness. So give your heart to Christ if you haven't. Set your hearts to follow him and walk with him in this world. And don't doubt ever again. Got it? Okay. God bless you and have a good day.